What is All the Rage About Gratitude? By Nicole Tamalelio, MA-LCSW. I must admit that I can be a skeptic when I hear the term gratitude. Gratitude can be defined as the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. The idea of encouraging gratitude or keeping a gratitude journal has been offered countless times in trainings and workshops I've attended as a way of helping patients to heal and help them see that the glass is half full rather than half empty. Writing down what you're grateful for instead of what you don't have or feel angry about is supposed to help shift your overall sense of thinking. For example, if you miss the bus, instead of thinking, "Oh, it always leaves just when I get there," you might think instead, "Well, now I have time to read my magazine or to put my headphones on and meditate." So this is a pretty big switch to make, and many a skeptic might think it impossible. However, I'm beginning to think there might be something to gratitude as a real tool for healing. Most of us are programmed to go with the negative, the "I'm always late," "I always say the wrong thing," etc. And that will never completely change, but what can happen is noticing that you say those negative things to yourself. Popular magazines and media have been all abuzz about the scientific research that gratitude does indeed work. They can even see it in the brain. In numerous scientific studies, scientists have been able to see areas of the brain light up when gratitude is expressed, causing a happy or a euphoric feeling. The reality is, you cannot feel gratitude all the time or for everyone or everything, but there is always something to be grateful about. And writing down simple expressions of gratitude in a journal or a notebook or phone can bring some momentary joy, and as research seems to be proving, long-term joy as well. And who does not need more of that?